This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد عبد الله
رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد عبد الله ورسوله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
لا حول إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة آمين.
إن لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأولين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshiping slave and final messenger. I remind you with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We remind and command each other with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in us all a sense of love for Him and a fear of Him and a hope in His unending mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that this taqwa is of greater profit to us in our privacy and private life than that which we say, which we seek to share and show and portray to each other. Allahumma ameen. Courage is one of the defining factors of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For many of us, we were thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular month. This is not only a month which is habitually conferred and remembered by the Muslim Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entering into the world, the final messenger. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his greatest hallmark was not his physical representation or his physical presence amongst the Sahaba, but rather it was the legacy that he demonstrated for them as eyewitness account that they then share onto each other. And one of the greatest aspects that we take from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is courage. Subhanallah, we live in a world today where cowardice is the norm. And I want to speak about cowardice in the normalized sense that we see, which is at times we turn our eyes from that which doesn't directly involve us. We ignore it, we pass along. And it could be somebody who is materially disadvantaged that we step over. It could be somebody who we hear a rumor about that we should set the record straight and bring it to an end. It could be that somebody is gossiping about another, but we don't have the fortitude to stand up and say, "Akhi, please don't talk to me about other people that way." Cowardice has become a norm, and it's something that the Prophet ﷺ warned us about. See, courage is hard. SubhanAllah. It's hard to be different than the rest. It's hard to value what maybe other people denounce. It's hard to go against the grain when going against the grain is actually the asl, the principle that you and I should adhere to. It's very hard to stand up and speak a word of truth when it's inconvenient, or even more difficult when it's against yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kunu qawwamina lillah." Be of those who are willing to stand up. Look at the word, qawwamin, that you have to stand up. It requires effort. Lillah, for Allah, not for material benefit, not for the assistance of others, not for favor that will be passed on to you in future days. Shuhada'a bilqist, that you bring witness in that which is seeking justice and equity. And in other chapters and in other verses, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if the indictment is self-inflicting, even if it is an acknowledgement, it takes courage to apologize. It takes courage to step away from something you recognize as wrong but will require effort to correct. Sometimes it's just more convenient to ignore the person you wronged and turn away and leave and not go to the venue that they may be in. It's just easier to pass through life cowardly. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was merciless against the early believers of Islam. He was a tyrant. And for the first few years, he was one of the most abusive, the most hard-hearted, the most wicked in punishment to those of his own clan who accepted faith in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And upon entering into Islam, one of the first acts was to stand before others who he had wronged, who he had punished, who he had committed injustice against. And he said, "As I have done, I expect to be done to me. And I'm willing in this moment to take that consequence." Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu. Instrumental in the military loss of the Sahaba, not of the Prophet, of the Sahaba on the day of Uhud. The Prophet ﷺ has never lost any battles. But when the Sahaba disobeyed the Messenger and came off Jabal al-Rumah, they lost the spirit of that which would give them victory in that moment. And in that moment, Khalid ibn al-Walid was instrumental in the loss of life of Asadullah, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Hamza radiallahu anhu wa arda, Sayyid al-Shuhada. And yet Khalid, as he's sitting, deliberating with himself, "How can I sit in front of Muhammad? How can I make this hijrah to Medina? How can I go? And I don't know what he will do with me in this moment. Will he order retribution? Will he order that I be taken? How can I sit in front of him when I know that verses from Allah were revealed to him that denounce my father to a damned place in Jahannam, that one day I will need to recite them and accept them?" And it takes courage. Courage is fleeting. Courage only becomes known in trial and difficulty. And subhanAllah, it is for that reason that you see a lack of courage in a lot of the societies where we live privileged. SubhanAllah, there may be some amongst us who know hunger. I don't mean hunger in Ramadan, you know, breaking your fast 5:30, mashallah. Maghrib, mashallah. There may be some of us who have come from other backgrounds where there was hunger, where there was thirst, where there were footsteps that you lost their number as you crossed the desert to find a well to bring water back to your family. There may be. None of us have felt the need to demonstrate courage. And if you were to try to think with yourself at this moment, what was one moment that I showed courage? Where was one moment that I displayed something that others in humanity, on account of them not having that same instinct, that same desire to support truth, that same desire to go for without for myself, for the betterment of others? How many of us can itemize a handful, 5 moments of courage? And then we look back at the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Courage is the stepping stone to all success. And I want you to know, mashallah, as our university students here at Curtin University, there are so many avenues for you to demonstrate courage. It takes courage to excel academically. It takes courage for you to break off a haram relationship. It takes courage for you to switch off your Wi-Fi when other people in the home to protect yourself from looking at something haram. It takes courage to get rid of a smartphone that has polluted your very being and go back to just simply a Nokia. It takes courage. It takes courage to turn someone down who has hope in something from you that is not right. It takes courage for you to save your wealth. It takes courage for you to forgo an event or a place that you should never enter into in the first place. It takes courage for you to stand up for the weak, even though you know from their past behavior they would not stand up for you and may have been instrumental in previous harm that you've received. It takes courage to speak a word of truth when other people cower. It takes courage to take your studies and pursue a career and a value where you excel in it, not because of the financial implications of it, but to make something that our ummah and our community can be proud of. That people don't look at you as an engineer, but they look at you as one of those Muslim engineers who's requested time off for Jumu'ah, time off for their prayers. Someone who's requested that their family arrangements for fly in and fly out considerations. You're one of those people who are willing to ballot for the needs of others as much as you seek your needs fulfilled. It takes so much courage to be able to identify some of our Muslim students and non-Muslim students who suffer at times in silence. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most courageous of our ummah, of humanity. Ali radiallahu anhu, for you to understand that courage, you have to look at somebody who we know was courageous. Ali radiallahu anhu was a master, subhanAllah. He was a master of his heart, a master of his amal, a master of his deeds, by the blessing exposed in and placed in him by Allah. And there were moments when Ali radiallahu anhu, كما روى الإمام البخاري, he says, إذا حمي الوطيس, when the battle was fierce, اختبأنا في رسول الله, I would hide behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would take shelter behind the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The defining character that you and I seek is one of courage. I wish to define it quickly, inshallah, before our second khutbah after Jilsatul Istiraha. Al-muru'a wa shaja'a. See that word, muru'ah, it's not one that we hear often, right? In the Arabic language, there's a whole chapter of study called chivalry as Muslims. We invented this concept of chivalry. Al-muru'ah is that you do the best of what's right from what's right. And to do the least of what's wrong from what's right. I want you to think about that. Today, we live in a society where it's very difficult for people to accept absolute ethics. They want to change right and wrong to better and worse. There's a big difference. Right and wrong. There's halal and there is haram. But the way things at times are shown is that this is better and this is worse, as if they're optional and interchangeable. But for you and I as Muslims, it takes courage to say, no, this is halal. And I don't try to fit outside what Allah has made as a boundary for me, because the very first premise of La ilaha illallah is not just La ma'buda illallah, it's not just that I don't worship other than Allah, but it's that the one who directs me in life is only and completely Allah when others call me away from that which He has sent. And for you and I, Al-halal ubayyin, the Prophet ﷺ said, halal is clear and evident. Wal-haram ubayyin, haram is also clear and evident. Baynahuma umur. Sometimes there will be small matters, small issues in between them. Not everyone can separate them. You have to ask and get, you know, understandings from the ulama. But in general, we have this very polarized understanding. The lifestyle of grayness is not the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what weakens one of us in our prayer, in our submission, in our surrender, is that we fail to understand that courage is a pretext of submission and surrender to Allah. When you as an individual say, as the prophets before us said, as Ibrahim said, aslam tu wajhi, I submit my whole being to Allah, that I'm willing to be directed in that which maybe my mind is not able to judge right and wrong from it, but there is a judgment of wahy and revelation that gives me courage to hold on to truth that maybe other people don't recognize and see. فَأَنْتَ الْجَمَاعَ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ. The ulama, they say to us, you are the majority even if you're singular, in a majority that has left the truth. That takes courage. That is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tuba lil ghuraba. A place in paradise is set aside. Happiness and contentment for those who will be distinct. They said, man al ghuraba ya Rasulullah. Who are these distinct people? He said, they are those who hold on to my book and my tradition when others let it go, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. May Allah make all of us from them, Allahumma ameen. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of times where to hold on to your deen is harder than to put a coal, ember lit in your hand and you have to hold on to it. It's searing pain, but you hold on to it. عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ, the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu anhu. You're going to have to hold on to the truth as if with your molar, you got to bite down. You've seen, you know, when somebody's injured, you got to hold, you got to clench. And it's only that courage that leads to the success that we seek within us and for all of those who we interact with. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us success in this dunya and akhirah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Of the essential principles of al-muru'a, as we've mentioned, is courage, that a person is able to step forward in harm's way for the betterment of others. A person is able to step forward to make sure that they are of those who are supporting the truth. It takes courage to be of those who seek to follow a path of purity when others find adulteration more pleasing. It takes courage to be different than the majority. And it's only those who have courage and a steady heart that do great things. And I'm not just talking about in a spiritual and a theological and a religious sense. It takes courage to be like Steve Jobs. It takes courage to be like Elon Musk. It takes courage to invest in something new that you've convinced yourself, this is a new technology, this is something that will go somewhere, with a dedicated knowledge and a thought. It takes courage to enter into an emerging economy, to enter into an emerging new study. It takes courage to be a pioneer. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was one of those who pushed the outliers in our community to greatness. And I leave you with just one example. In the Battle of Badr, the Prophet ﷺ had very few numbers, just 313 insurmountable numbers. As he's leaving Medina, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, a teenager, 14, 15 years old, he comes carrying a sword that he can't hold up. He's a young, and he marching with the Prophet ﷺ, trying to defend the truth in the way that he sees others. So the Prophet ﷺ takes the sword and says, go back to Al-Madinah, I want you to learn to read and write. That's your commitment to the struggle. So Zayd goes and learns to read and write. تعلم القراءة والكتاب. When the Prophet returns victorious, the Prophet ﷺ makes Zayd ibn Thabit one of the scribes of the Quran. When revelation would be received, the Prophet ﷺ would recite it. Zayd ibn Thabit, Uthman ibn Affan, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and others would be the scribes. The Battle of Uhud comes. Now we're being invaded. Every able-bodied man, even the women, were saying, we can be on the roofs of the houses to throw rocks at this insurmountable army. Zayd comes with the sword. He can hold it a little bit. And the Prophet takes it from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, no, no, no. I want you to commit yourself to learning another language. Zayd ibn Thabit becomes fluent in the language of the people of the scripture, in Aramaic and in Hebrew. Because it's at that point the Prophet knows that there is going to be a theological battle where people say, in our books it says and in your book it says. So he needs someone who's able to decipher their words from their own texts. And within 15 days, Zayd ibn Thabit, a genius, a brilliant young man, masters the language. It takes courage to do something everybody else isn't doing. And to not just do it, but to excel. To flourish. Subhanallah, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, the very man who's chosen to bring all of the texts of the Quran together to make the master Mus'haf under the authority of the Sahaba with the guidance of Abu Bakr and Ali and all of the Sahaba is Zayd ibn Thabit. Because he was the favored of Rasulullah ﷺ for his intellectual prowess. In fact, they said, Zayd innaka rajulun shabun aqilun la nattahimu. You're a man who's intelligent, who is young, who none has ever accused of impropriety. And the Prophet favored you as his favorite scribe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any one of the mushaf you have here, you will find in the very back page that this is a riwayah from the nuskha of Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu arda. It takes courage to be distinct and to do great things when others may be doing different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to complete your studies with success, make you a source of pride for yourself and your communities and your families. May Allah return our international students to their homes as an asset and a pride for their cultures and their countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us in all that which is good. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقنا البر والهدى والتقى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إله إلا الله استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختبلوا humble yourselves to Allah عز وجل الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الحمد طيبا كثيرا. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح رأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله وبحمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحياتي. محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الله. وشكر الله حسن عبادته. لا إله إلا الله.